Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, Donegal is very much a county associated with agriculture and food, and recently there was a considerable promotion revolving around the Food Coast Initiative. It's designed to encourage people to get involved in developing and growing this important sector for the economy. I've been speaking with Ivan McCarron of the local enterprise office here in the county. You've been heavily involved in the whole Food Coast Initiative, and we hear that Ireland is a nation of food producers. We're the food island, and I suppose in some respects what we're trying to look at here is promoting Donegal as a real food county.
100%. That's exactly what's at the heart of the food initiative, the Food Coast. The plan for Donegal and the reason the local enterprise office developed the initiative was that it could see the potential of food, in the sense that it could, you know, there could be more new businesses formed, there could be more jobs created in this sector, and it's a broader reach. So as well as having new producers up and running, what we also want to do is kind of create a view of Donegal. We've already got a very well established food base. But probably what we haven't done is maybe told our story as well as other parts around the country. And now is really Donegal is kind of coming into that space and starting to tell that story. And the Food Coast Initiative is trying to kind of facilitate that and give it a platform to kind of speak to the country and as well as kind of internationally where possible.
Now, we have a big agricultural community in Donegal, and there must be scope for people involved in agriculture maybe to look at this as perhaps a potential source of additional income.
Yeah, well, there's twofold there. So sometimes we've kind of had a challenge in terms of getting the farming community kind of involved in the initiative, and maybe that's because they see themselves kind of maybe as, you know, close to the land and not necessarily kind of producing food. But we see them as very much an integral part of the food chain in Donegal. And there's an opportunity there for them to kind of build on their own raw material and their own natural resources and maybe become producers themselves. But also as well as that is to kind of work with producers, work with hotels, work with chefs and restaurants to kind of tell the broader story about Donegal and maybe kind of add more value to what they're doing themselves as well.
Now, you mentioned their hotels and restaurants, and typically if you go in many countries anywhere in the world, if even down the country, you often see local produce on the local menu. And as you've touched on there, you know, maybe we haven't promoted some of our local produce enough, but that is definitely changing.
No, I think in the past we probably not kind of focused in on it or maybe saw the true value of it. But I definitely see, I mean, my time is involved since 2013, you've definitely seen a change in the mindset in Donegal. We've seen new establishments coming up and coming, kind of new interest in producers coming through. And I think that's just changing the whole culture that's happening in Donegal. Definitely, and we've got the mark of origin now with the Food Coast. And the whole idea of that is restaurants and hotels and producers can apply to use the mark of origin to say that they are either one producing a company or producing produce in the county, or that they as a retailer or as a restaurant are actually using local produce, and then collectively we market and tell that story to the consumer so that they see this is the local story, this is the local product, and these are these people working together to kind of bring that to them.
Now, many people will have heard of Connemara lamb and it's Clare Island organic salmon and certain products with certain parts of the country. So down the road, we would like to see products that people specifically associate with Donegal and that Donegal branding, which implies a green landscape and well-produced food.
Yeah, well, we've taken companies to Conceal to the Chowder Cook-Off, we've taken companies down to Mayo, and what you can see is that Donegal is very well placed to kind of, you know, present itself as a food county. There's a warmth and a kind of reception that we get whenever we go outside the county that, you know, that is something to be valued. But again, it's like that, we have to kind of champion our products. The seafood sector, and if you look at kind of potatoes and products like that, they are kind of, you know, core parts of what Donegal produces. And I suppose we're trying to see, is there opportunity for us to kind of create a national awareness of Donegal as being the home of these different sectors, and I suppose new and interesting products that are kind of being developed within those. So, you know, we're kind of happy to kind of work with producers and farmers that are maybe trying to see how can they, you know, capitalise on that and make, you know, more sustainable as a business for themselves as well.
Now, for somebody who's maybe got an idea or they think they have a product that they could perhaps develop, sometimes one of the biggest obstacles is the whole issue of startup costs and maybe even having the facilities and the kitchens and the places to prepare things. But there is help available.
There definitely is. And so the first thing that we always say to people is come in and talk to us. Let us know what you're trying to do and we will then try and see where we can help you. Normally people come, the first thing that they're asking for is there a grant to support that. But, you know, grant isn't the only service that we offer people. Yes, it can be the thing that'll get somebody up and running. But the other thing is sometimes is trying to kind of get the idea right, get the product right, finding the facilities, as you say. And one of the other things that we're looking at through the initiative is completing an audit of facilities that are already available within the county, you know, that are kitchens that can be used on kind of short-term, you know, kind of usage, just to help somebody get up and running and see if it is a viable business. And then whenever they become a manufacturer and see that they have an idea that is kind of, you know, has merit on it and that they think they can actually sustain, we can work with them to kind of see how we can kind of help support and get them up and running. The first thing I would always say to people is come into the local enterprise office, speak to us. We work very closely with our clients and we try our best to kind of see what people want to do, what they're trying to achieve, and direct them as relevant then in terms of how to get that up and running. So either through training or through mentoring or through grant aid where applicable, there is support available.
And you have identified, I think, some areas that maybe there is a lack of Donegal products or maybe not enough high-profile ones. I think one of those areas is maybe cheese.
Definitely. We've got some industrial, kind of more commercial cheesemakers, but in terms of artisan, kind of farmhouse cheeses, there's a few people kind of experimenting and probably trying to see if there's a business there, but we have none that we can push out there and say that we have, you know, in Donegal. If you look at, you know, regions like Cork and regions like Kerry, they have an abundance of kind of artisan cheesemakers. And again, it's another revenue stream for a farmer. They've got the raw materials, especially with the raw material there, that they could actually look and see, well, is this something that I could do to get something up and running on farm and start to produce a cheese from my own farm and market that out and put it out as a Donegal cheese. Internationally and nationally, Borbia are marketing Irish cheeses, and we have a very strong reputation. And the chefs locally are crying out for some Donegal cheeses rather than having to kind of use products from elsewhere. So there's definitely an opportunity in the market in that, and we'd love to hear from some of the farmers that think that might be something that they want to do, and we'll see how we can kind of help them and get them on that road.
And many people involved in the whole food sector often find out that it's through networking and speaking with other people that they can help each other collectively, and there could be somebody producing something at one end of the county and somebody doing something else at the other end of the county, and they could even be complementing each other.
Yeah. Well, we found that even if you look at, you know, we've got people like Jordan, the sea salt, and he's actually using seaweed and dillisk from Bunbeg. So, again, the more people are actually speaking to one another, and that's, again, another core part of what the Food Initiative is about, is getting these people to be aware of one another. We're a big county. We nearly have an island mentality in different areas that we've kind of zoned off into different areas. But the scope of the Food Initiative is to pull these people together, give them opportunities to kind of speak to one another and give them opportunities to kind of work together. And that's where we've really seen benefit, is where people are coming together, they're working together, and then they're kind of, you know, working there. You've again, like Donegal Blonde, the brewery down in Ballyshannon, is working with O'Donnell's Bakery in Lahey, and they've created a cake, a Donegal Blonde beer cake. And again, that's got a national listing with Super Values down the west coast. So, you know, where we can get people kind of speaking to one another and creating those opportunities, there's definitely commercial benefit on it. But as well as that, it kind of creates a stronger impression of Donegal in terms of what we have to offer. We have more than we probably realise.
You mentioned there about the cake and getting into Super Value, and there has been a shift. I mean, there was a time that people thought, oh, it's hard to get into the bigger supermarkets, but that's not necessarily the case, and sometimes they try pilot areas, and even local shops, there's a real willingness there to try and stock local products and to give you that extra push.
Yeah, well, we've got different initiatives, so we kind of have the Food Academy is one initiative that we worked with Borbia and Super Value on, and we've had a good response to that. And nationally, again, I think that the push is consumers want to see local products on the retailer shelves. So it's been consumers that are driving that. The retailers are doing it because the consumers wanting it. And it's given us the opportunity then to kind of work with the producers both established and new, to kind of see where the opportunities lie for that. And then some people have tried the retail sector and decided that's not for them, and that to me is still a result, because that's, you know, you have to find your route to market that works best for your business. And we've had, like, say, Mulroy Bay Mussels have invested in their business and are doing depuration so that they're actually able to supply local restaurants so that people can get local mussels in the restaurants as well. So that, you know, all of that development and looking at your business and seeing where the opportunity is part of what we're trying to do with the food sector in Donegal.
Now, we haven't touched on the Wild Atlantic Way, but there's no doubt about it. Everybody's heard of it. It's been a real boost for the tourism sector, and indirectly there's a real spin-off for the food sector as well. More and more people visiting the county, and you could have people going on food trails and coming to certain areas and will come specifically to look for produce from that county.
Yeah, well, we've definitely seen that. Well, if you look at Fáilte Ireland and their studies and their research, they'll say that people are spending about 34% of their spend when they're visiting somewhere on food. So food is an integral part of the visit, an integral part of the experience, and it gives people a very definite impression of somewhere. So whenever they're talking about where they visited, they will always talk about the food that they've eaten and the experiences that they've had. And we're finding that as well in terms of the restaurants that are kind of focusing on offering local produce or produce with, you know, a provenance where they're kind of, you know, talking about the product being from the locality. They're seeing benefit of that, and their visitors are coming looking for that. So it's a very good time for Donegal, because I think even nationally there's a light being shone on Donegal by Fáilte Ireland in terms of actually being an area to discover. So I think for us as food producers and kind of restaurants and chefs, the local enterprise office is kind of saying to people, use that platform, see what you have to offer and see how can you offer a kind of truly Donegal experience. We're working to kind of offer something as part of the Airigal Arts Festival, which is coming up in July. And again, just trying to bring the food sector into different experiences and into different places so that you're getting kind of a stronger impression of what Donegal has to offer.
Now, marketing and branding is absolutely crucial, and you've mentioned about the Food Coast branding. Just to elaborate a little bit on that, there is a specific logo there. It will be applicable to products. There's a process of how you apply to get it. And also, yeah, very important that hotels and restaurants and bars and wherever else, they will also be to the fore in promoting it.
Yeah, well, there's an application process. So what we're kind of asking people, one is join the network. The network is a free membership, and it's about being, you know, part of the collective and working together to kind of put Donegal on the map for food. Then the second level of that is the mark of origin and the mark of provenance. So that's the Food Coast brand. That can be used by producers. So like we have, you know, Ballyholy Shop here in Raphoe, they've applied to use it so that they can validate that the produce is, you know, for products that are grown here in Donegal, so that they can go to the artisan market and say, you know, this is Donegal produced product. Likewise, you would have, you know, other products like Donegal Brewing Company can apply to use and have applied to use the Food Coast logo on their product as a mark of origin. So it's, again, from the consumer's point of view, it'll say to them, this is produced and made in Donegal. Then you have for the restaurants and the chefs and hospitality sector and retail, where you have, like, you know, specialty stores that have a very particular focus on, you know, bringing forward local producers. They can apply to use the logo as well. And the process there, there's an evaluation process. They make an application and they tell us about their business, and it goes to an evaluation committee. And they can demonstrate that, one, the product has been produced in Donegal if you're a producer, but if you're in the hospitality and retail sector, that you're showing that you are actually using local produce and there's limits there, and that you're able to kind of detail who the local producers are and that you're actually featuring them on your menu and that you're using them on a regular basis. So again, it's tying in with the whole ethos of what the Food Coast Initiative is about. The people that are putting it on their product can use the logo on the product as an endorsement for the consumer. And the restaurants that get awarded the certification can have a plaque that they put outside the restaurant or outside the shop to let the consumer know that they are championing Donegal food.
And finally, Ivan McCarron of the Local Enterprise Office, if somebody wants to find out more information, there is a website which is probably the first protocol, or you can, they can contact the office.
Can contact the office directly. We will have a standalone website for the Food Coast Initiative, and that's just in development at the moment. But they can go to the Local Enterprise Office website at www.localenterprise.com. donegal.ie/Donegal, and there is the Food Coast Initiative there is under our network's heading, so they can find that, or pick up the phone and call the office and contact myself or any of the team, and we'll be able to kind of give you, you know, an update on it and see how you can get involved. And I'd love for the farming sector, because I think we have such a wealth there, we have such a kind of strong reputation, that if we kind of can pull that all in as part of the overall piece, I think it'll make it stronger and stronger going forward.
And if you want to contact the local enterprise office, the number is 074-9160735. Ivan McCarron there of the Donegal local enterprise office. Well, that's just about it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Just time to give you the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers €4.10 a kilo, heifers making €4.20 a kilo, our grade bulls €4 a kilo, and new grade making €4.10 a kilo. O-grade cows, €3.35 a kilo. And R-grade making €3.55 a kilo. Sheep prices, spring lamb, €5.70 to 21 kilos. And hoggets, €5 kilo to 23.5 kilos. And yows from €2.70 to €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's it from this week's edition. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.